Hi everyone, welcome to the Staying Positive workshop. I'm Jamie. We're going to be starting with our icebreaker and then going straight on to medication and treatment. I hope you have a good day. I'm Jamie Mallion and I'm 16. At GOSH, I'm a Foundation Trust member and I do a lot of volunteering for them as well. As a patient Foundation Trust member, I get involved in the hospital and trying to improve the services for the children there. I've done quite a lot of workshops for Great Ormond Street. It keeps me up and going through my condition and it helps me to help other people too. Today I'm running a workshop for Staying Positive to help a group of teenagers through their condition and see the good side of life as well. On the floor you see some animal illustrations. Do you want to select one on how you feel about your medication and your treatment?
I've chosen Bumblebee because I have to take steroids and when I have to increase my dose I kind of get a bit buzzy almost and sort of a bit high and buzzy like a bumblebee, I guess.
I first came to GOSH about 4 years ago. I fractured my spine after a gymnastics accident. I've been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, where my ligaments are very, very stretchy, so my muscles have to hold my joints in place. I decided to become a Foundation Trust member with my mum and dad because we were sent an email through explaining all about the Foundation Trust and what it means and how it can give the hospital the independence it needs. From a patient perspective, I know what it's like to be actually treated, so I can help them to develop the hospital in that area. Mm-hmm. What makes sticking with the regime difficult?
I suppose sometimes if you've got to take your medications in front of friends or kind of other people at school, then that can be kind of a little bit awkward and make you feel a bit different, I suppose.
Yeah, and it can like disrupt with your routines and you kind of always have to think about that and plan your day around your medication, which can be a bit annoying.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it can be a hindrance, but it can also be like a really big help. I mean, as you've all discovered and realised, medication can save your life if you take it at the right times and like right slots and with the right food and without the right food.
The people that come to the workshops are young people aged about 11 to 18. The people that run them are aged 15 to 24. So it's helping all the young people, teenagers. The patients are the people that know the hospital and how they're treated is the most important part. So it's really important that they have their say on what they need out of the hospital because they're the people that use it. Okay, what we're going to do now is split into groups and we're going to be discussing bullying. So what I want you to do is fill in the chart, describe your bullying incident, and mark whether you think it was verbal, physical, psychological or cyberbullying. Also, write down what you did about the bullying or what you could do.
Okay. I'll go first.
Anyone can become a Patient Foundation Trust member so long as they're a patient at Great Ormond Street. To be a good Foundation Trust member, you need to believe in the hospital and what it does for you and want to help to improve it and to keep what it needs kept. Can you notice any patterns between what you do about the bullying?
I suppose it's always about telling somebody, so not just sitting there and keeping it all to yourself, and telling someone you trust, I guess, is important too.
The best thing about being a Patient Foundation Trust member is having your voice heard and is seeing what difference you can make. My confidence has increased a lot since I've stood up and been talking about what I think needs to be changed. I was very quiet and very shy, but I'm not anymore, and I can be who I want to be. Okay, great, everyone. I hope you'll have a good fortnight, and we'll see you at the next workshop.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in March 2011. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from Foundation Trust members. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.